not get a plate and miss a train or bus and say that it's sweep back. Better get up early and try to do one's best before one would say it's sweep back. When it cannot be helped, then it's sweep back. As long as one can do the best, it's not sweep back yet. But if one can, if one has done the best thing in one's life and then it cannot be helped anymore, that is vipaka.
I'm sorry, John, can you say that again? I didn't quite...
Anything happen, one does one's best as one can. If it cannot be helped, then it's vipaka. It has to be like that.
Okay.
Like if you... do not get up early and you think that it's vipaka to miss the bus. Let's get up early.
Yeah.
Don't get
up
late.
Yeah.
Okay.
I see what you mean.
Otherwise, I am in that excuse again.
Yes.
That's not the understanding because the accumulation and conditions are very complicated. No one can really know. One can be blind or lose one leg and arms anytime. That is vipaka. But go to see the doctor and try the best and do what happened after that is vipaka.
Right, I see.
Because there are conditions for vipaka to arise too. It cannot just arise at will as I like to produce result right now. No.
No.
It depends on conditions too.
And Ajahn, you mentioned to me that about the visible objects, just visible object, and no matter it's sadness or whatever, it's just visible object.
Whatever arises, sadness or pleasant feeling, Pandya can understand it as a reality, better than want or don't want it. And it can be right now, hardness now, seeing now, thinking now.
And when we say whatever arises, there are actually only a certain number of dhammas that arise in a day, aren't there?
Mm-hmm. Citta, jetasika, not in the book, but at this very moment.
Yeah. How come there is so little understanding of visible object, even
ignorance,
though it arises all the
ignorance.
Time? Ignorance.
Yeah.
It's said that the conditions for development of understanding begin with hearing the Dhamma and reflecting on it.
And consider wisely.
Right.
For example, once one heard that everything is anatta, don't forget that.
I see.
Otherwise, you think that you can do this or you can do that. At that moment, it's not anatta, because not understanding that thinking that way is also conditioned. No matter what way of thinking, it's conditioned. That's why people have right or wrong thinking, depending on conditions. We would like them to have right thinking, but it's impossible because there are conditions for that person to have wrong understanding, wrong thinking.
So even when we are hearing the Dhamma and there is reminders of the realities appearing now, there must be also still a lot of wrong thinking.
Because it's not wise enough attention and considering.
Yeah.
Like knowing that everything is anatta, why go to some other place?
Right.
See? That it, that means that that's not the understanding of that.
Even for those of us who don't think about going to another place, there's still not a lot of...
It's still. Silapata Brahmasa can be eradicated only by Sotapatimaka.
Right.
Because at the moment, having intention to understand that is wrong.
Yeah.
When
that's
there's
wrong. So the subtle intention to understand...
Yes, that's what I was going to say. When
if you've got no idea about going to another place...
When there's listening, there are moments... where there's subtle intention and sometimes not so subtle intention to try to understand. It's the working it out,
right.
The working it out, which is...
And that moment,
the
vidya can be object of right understanding.
Yes.
But since pranya is not keen enough, the vidya wrong one keeps on going by attachment, motivated by attachment. That's why it's so subtle. It has to be the understanding of reality, no matter when and what it is. That's why all five khandhas, not just one or two, should be understood correctly at moment of awareness or whenever it appears.
So it seems that this wrong thinking and unwise attention is quite tenacious, and even though, you know, there have been many hours or days of listening, there's still...
That's why it's not present moment.
Yes.
Cling to the past and the future.
All right.
By wrong vitaka.
Pardon?
By wrong vitaka.
Akusala vitaka.
Akusala vitaka. Yeah.
Micho Sankappa, accusa la vitaka.
Another name, like Michael and
what? And Michal.
Michal.
Yes.
I'm just trying to show you now my party.
Party yet.
Like Alberto and Alberto.
Because you see that I think instead of thinking about different names, by not thinking about different aspects of a reality instead. Instead of naming it. Whether it's sammasankappa or not, but the characteristic of vitaka is different from time to time. Is it natural to seeing and then thinking? See, we don't have to do anything special. It depends on awareness and right understanding whether it's conditioned to arise or not. That's all. It means that one has firm understanding about anattaness. Because we don't have to have intention to see, intention to think. But it's moment after moment, seeing and thinking.
So everything arises except right understanding.
That you have to drag out.
But at moment of discussion, there is moment of understanding too.
Yes, there must be some understanding.
And it develops by itself.
Yes. But slowly, Ajahn.
Very, very slowly. That's why patience is parami. Satya is parami. And virya is parami.
Kanti
is metta parami, see? Yeah. To be friendly is a very happy moment. To do good at any time is also a happy moment. To do good deeds, one feels much better than a kusala moment.
As I mentioned to Lucas in the discussion, he has natural accumulations for good deeds. So these are moments of metta and sila when it involves other people.
There are two kinds of sila, varita and jarita.
Jarita is...
That should be done with kusala.
Yes.
And varita is that should not be done.
So what should be refrained from?
So better not try, because you may do wrong.
Can you describe... Sorry, I didn't hear
what
that.
What do you mean by try?
Like have a wrong idea about sila and try to do.
What do you mean by try to do? It's not you. Yeah, but the understanding works it way. If it does not work it way, there is no idea that I have sila or varita sila or jarita sila. Because most people think just about varita sila, refraining, but not about jarita. Better than that, it's not just refraining, but also doing good.
Paramya charita sila. Paramya charita sila.
again. Nami, no, not understanding it.
The definition boy.
That's me.
Even vitaka right now, even we call it vitaka, but what kind of vitaka is now and then, see? So now, what are now?
Different realities.
No one at all.
Right. Pleasant feeling.
You need a Dhamma can condition Kusala.
Again.
Okay, I won't say anything anymore until we get to work, so right?
I do.
Seal my lips.
So then when if there is always like this, how can there be time to attend to reality right now? Is this only attention to names and words and definition?
But that's his natural inclination.
So, right understanding, which is developed, can understand that as not self.
Right.
But no understanding, just me, and I will never think about it again, something like that. It's always me, not right understanding. So, one can see that how long Panya works its way to understand what is the book, but not understanding reality right now, according to the book at all. See, time for understanding can be any moment and any place, anywhere.
I don't know if that's...
Seeing sees without thinking that it's seeing.
And in the example of that you gave, well, if someone just gets up late and misses the bus and says, oh, well, it's all just conditions and anatta, that this is a kind of wrong understanding because they haven't made enough effort. Is the wrong understanding because they're thinking in terms of vipaka, in terms of a situation, rather than really understanding anything about reality?
And what about the diligence that Buddha taught, see?
Diligence.
To be diligent in work, job, and everything.
Right.
Okay. Are we now not diligent?
We are diligent now.
Yeah. See?
Diligent. Diligent.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're diligent now, aren't we?
Yeah, but I want to
what
be
about diligent in a job? He wants to be diligent with right understanding without a job. Right?
But you see that with a job is good too because you are doing something good to the others.
Yeah. But so that I must read more suttas then.
And do good deeds and work. Daily life, be good to everyone.
Yeah,
so the best gift from anyone whom I met was being a good person and to do good deeds and study Dhamma.
And can there be studying Dhamma while you're working?
Right.
This is the point, because if you think to study Dhamma you just have to sit at home and read suttas, that's wrong understanding.
Yeah.
Attachment is there.
And aversion. I mean, it's a good reminder, like you have a job, work, and the boss screaming on you all the time. You can train in patience.
It's a gift from you.
Yeah, not to answer back.
And it's reality. That is the time for studying realities, because that's daily life. Because thinking, oh, I need more time to read suttas, is just excuse again.
But what about time to understand that very moment when you work? It's reality, all reality. Better than just reading, because it's like workshop.
Is it Ajahn Kusala Dita that is Asankarika more stronger than Asankarika?
Only at that very moment. And it can be next moment Sasankarika. Or Sasankarika now, this moment, and the other moments can be asankarika.
Asankarika. Yeah. Both kusala and nakusala, sankarika and asankarika, isn't it?
Yes, but different degrees, because sankarika is conditioned by one's accumulation, and sankarika by the, what you call, convince of the wise words or things like that.
Yeah, because we don't know when kusala is, when nakusala is. I think also this is a problem.
Don't mind. What about reality?
Yeah.
It should be understood before that.
You say, what about now?
Instead of thinking whether it's kusala or kusala, better have the understanding of our reality as it is.
So we don't need to worry whether or how much kusala there is as we act naturally. We have an instinct as to what is kusala. We know what is politeness, restraint, courtesy, thoughtfulness, considerateness. We don't have to study. But I think as there is more understanding of Dhammas, then it becomes more apparent. There's a little bit of a dilemma for me as to whether the importance of understanding Buddha from Akusama as compared to just develop understanding of Dhammas. It seems so important to know Kusala from Akusala. But of course...
Theoretically?
I think I know theoretically.
So, when you understand the reality as it is, the characteristics of Kusala is there.
Yes.
But no need to pay attention to it, but to know that it's our reality.
Right.
Seeing her eating and then... Thinking about it, seeing again and then thinking about it again, and then hearing and then thinking about it.
Like now.
When there's no understanding, there is some kind of knowing, just conventional knowing of kusala and akusala, like a child knows that anger is not good. And then those who develop samatha know kusala and akusala when it arises. They know when...
Conventionally too,
but they know more precisely when...
At what moment it is.
When kusala. There is attachment to sense objects. And when, but it's still conventional because it's still an idea, but it's more precise because they know when it's kusala and when it's akusala. But when it is right understanding of reality, then it knows that characteristic... as it is, as a Dharma, so different kinds of knowing and understanding.
And they try to avoid seeing, hearing, and so forth, because they know that because of seeing and hearing, it will condition attachment and aversion. Just avoiding that does not help one to have all those vilesa. For sure, it's only very temporarily.
So for the person who doesn't understand the difference between kusala and akusala and tries to develop samatha, they may close their eyes and so forth and have no attachment to objects through the eye door, but there will still be attachments.
Never have any understanding of seeing naturally.
But even their thinking... not be kusala because
they don't really understand calm.
Yeah.
Calm.
And they must see again.
Yes.
Hear again.
Yes.
It is by hearing the Dhamma that one starts realize even intellectually what is real and what is not real.
Like before studying Dhamma, one does not know that this moment is a reality, which is seen.
Before I started studying Sarva Paramattha Dhamma, I wouldn't have thought about that at all. I mean, you need someone that tells you about it. There's not a way to know about it unless you are.
And then you need to hear it again and again.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
At least once.
And then, can we make a decision at all? Or just even we think that we're gonna go to the mastery.
Dharma things.
All Dharma decision.
All are Dharmas.
I think if there was no idea of I, there'd be no idea of a decision, because it's just a moment of thinking, but we attach that importance to it, that it's going to have an effect. You know, I decide A or B, then this is a significant moment. In fact, it's just another moment of thinking. I can have.
I want to ask, Lucas told me you were saying about when one gets up in the morning, that from arising from deep sleep, that Vibhanga, Bhavanga, turns into Vitti Citta. When the world appears again, and that. And I remember you were saying that the first Vitti Citta is Lobha.
The first Vitti in life.
Okay. Yeah, I know that. But is this also like waking up in the morning, the first Vitti Citta, is it Lobha?
What about before you sleep? What's the Citta before you go to sleep? Attachment or aversion, it depends.
Yes.
And so when you get up, it can be whatever you thought before you go to sleep. Something in your mind is there to be conditioned for as soon as one wakes up.
Right.
The idea or the object is there by conditions.
So if there's worry when you go to sleep, there's worry when you wake up, or
think again over there.
So, Jagrat, what about making decisions? What do you think? Just dhammas or something more?
I always think I make a decision.
Yeah.
This is
wrong idea.
Wrong idea.
Doing something at that time. Yeah.
Like make a decision to go to the monastery.
Yes.
No conditions, man.
Yeah.
No condition, then.
Should be conditioned,
but somehow we think it has more significance than other thinking moments, because then after making the decision we act on it.
Yeah, right? Yes.
Yeah.
After.
Yeah, it determines a course of action.
Yeah. We think it does.
Pardon?
We think it does.
We think it does.
In fact, it determines a course of action, because so often we can just change our mind or something happens. And
right.
Say things like, that's a big decision.
Huh? That's thinking, that was you just making a decision.
Thinking.
Still thinking. When you say, I decided to go to the to retreat or whatever, you're thinking about deciding to do. But the dhammas, even when one thinks dhammas are there, even if one doesn't realize it.
Even though in daily life I think that I can control my body, like can I eat, I sleep, I do everything.
Yes.
Still ignorance about thinking that I can make a decision and can control the body.
Idea of a whole body, a whole situation that's why there has to be more and more understanding of dharmas, of realities, because that's the only way that there will be the giving up of the idea of self, while we go on thinking of a whole situation like coming to Poland or taking care of my body will always be I, my body and my trip to Poland, and not dharmas.
And also we are concerned about how we are perceived by other people.
Yes, yes.
So we adjust our behavior accordingly so that it gives a favorable impression to people and that sort of thing, especially at work perhaps, where it's important that we do
The environment just make us seem that to think that way.
Sorry?
The environment, seem to make us think that we can control, we can make a decision.
Yes. Like but even the environment is conditioned.
It's conditioned.
Even that.
Conventional life makes us, works on the premise that we can control things.
That's why it has to
be
come back
charge.
To seeing invisible object now, because like seeing now, can it be controlled by, can one do anything about it? Just a moment of vipaka citta followed by thinking this way or that way by different accumulations.
Like I want to comb my hair.
Yeah. Right.
I can. Seem to
just
to blue. Yes.
And when we comb our hair, we do it partly just to look neat and tidy, but also partly to enhance our appearance as others see it disappear.
When I wrote a summary yesterday, and I wrote a quote, did you see that when there's the idea of going somewhere to do something, it's the idea of self? And one of our friends in America, he wrote back and said, yeah, but the Bodhisattva left the palace to go somewhere, so is this the idea of self? And what about the monks who left to go to the forest? Any reply?
When there's no panya, it's the self.
That's most of the time. Well, almost all the time.
So if we decide to go to the forest to develop understanding, it's no panya. But in the Bodhisattva's case, with panya.
Right. I mean, it's particularly so when we're talking in terms of doing what we think is relevant to developing understanding.
What about living alone?
Yeah.
See? No matter where,
right.
One lives alone. At the moment of seeing, no one else.
Peter now.
Yeah. But when one is in a secluded place, one does not live alone as long as one thinks about many people.
Yes.
No understanding of living alone.
Like in the Migajala Sutta, the being crowded in the, with all the, living among a crowd in the quiet place and then living alone in the crowd, it depends on the understanding. Are we all alone now, Lucas?
I'm alone.
Really?
Yes. No.
Citta, cetasika, and rupa, and aramana.
And aramana.
Citta and aramana.
Right.
Citta is always alone.
I have one question from a Polish friend who couldn't come here. He seems very interested in Dhamma and reading a lot. He sent me a question to you, and it's very important to get an answer in his life. And this question was about... it was one question, but it had like one email, like 5 pages. So I must concise that. And that was, he gave references, everything to Tipitaka. And his question is because he, in the last days, he seems to recollect the Abhidhamma for the first time, like something very helpful. Before he was like, he couldn't understand Abhidhamma, as he explained that, because he couldn't understand how to, because he explained some, he referred to Buddha Dasa about three kinds of approaches, like the Abhidhamma approach and the eternalistic approach, and the third approach was like Paticca Samuppada approach.